I'm Michael Edward Miller for WTC. It's Wednesday, September 6th, and a huge sporting event is coming to Chattanooga this weekend, but the festivities kick off tonight. The 2017 Ironman 70.3 World Championship race is coming up September 9th and 10th, and more than 4,000 athletes are expected to come to town and compete. Tonight, the festivities kick off with a free concert at 6 p.m. featuring singer-songwriter Carly Pearce and local opening act Strung Like a Horse. The Made in Tennessee celebration will take place in front of the Tennessee Aquarium. WUTC's Richard Winham has the details and has Strung Like a Horse here in the studio.
Ready? Go.
You're moving in with me. Oh, and maybe we can build a home and fill it with a party. Maybe start a family. Oh, and I could write a song about our love. You can come and dance.
The Ironman 70.3 triathlon, so called, is half the distance of the Ironman triathlon. Men and women will compete in the races this weekend. The women's races will start at 7:30 on Saturday morning. The men's races starting at 7:30 on Sunday morning. Ironman expected more than 185,000 athletes to race at over 100 Ironman 70.3 races around the world throughout this year's qualifying season. From those races, more than 4,000 athletes will be racing in the 2017 Ironman 70.3 World Championship, which happens this weekend here in Chattanooga. The races begin with a short swim upstream in the Tennessee River before the swimmers make a turn and come back downstream to Ross's Landing. From there, they bike through downtown and into Georgia, where they will ride a 34-mile loop through North Chattanooga before returning to downtown Chattanooga. From there, they will run a 13-mile course through downtown Chattanooga, along the Tennessee Riverwalk, across the Veterans Bridge, along the North Shore, across the Walnut Street Bridge, and back to Ross's Landing. The average time for the race is around 6 hours.
And your Patty.
This is Strung Like a Horse. They are one of the acts chosen to represent Tennessee in the Made in Tennessee celebration, set to start at 6 o'clock this evening in front of the Tennessee Aquarium.
The celebration is called the Made in Tennessee Celebration.
This is Mary Howard Aide from the Chattanooga Visitors Bureau.
Ironman wanted to thank Hamilton County and Walker County for hosting Ironman for all of these years, especially the World Championship, and also to welcome these athletes to Chattanooga. And so we were trying to think, okay, well, what can we do to really give these athletes a taste of Tennessee and expose them to our culture and show them a good time and also give something for the community to do as a thank you? And we decided to throw a free concert. So it's going to take place in the roundabout, the horseshoe in front of the aquarium on Broad Street. We're going to close Broad Street all the way back to 3rd Street, from West Aquarium Way over to Chestnut. So that little section will be closed off. It's free. Again, anybody can come and hang out, bring everybody. At 6 o'clock is when we say the doors are opening. So there will be kind of an entry and exit point, but you don't have to pay admission. And the restaurants around there will all be doing kind of Southern-inspired food. So the idea is, you know, go hang out, have a good time, go eat in the local restaurants and shop in the retail businesses right around there, and then come out and hang out for some good music. So at 6:30 is our favorite guys, Strung Like a Horse. They'll be putting on a good show, 6:30 to 7:30, because we wanted to show everybody a local band. And, you know, they're bluegrass, but they're high energy, kind of punk. They will be kicking everything off for an hour, putting on a show. And then at 8 o'clock, Carly Pearce will take the stage, who is an up-and-coming country artist right now. She's got a song called Every Little Thing that's on the radio. She's got a beautiful voice. She's got a beautiful face. And she's from Kentucky, but she moved to Dollywood when she was 15 or 16. And she started performing there 6 days a week, 5 times a day. And now she has, you know, an album out. She's on a record label, Big Machine Records. She's doing great. And I think she has a really interesting story with her connection and her career being made in Tennessee. And so while we have some Ironman athletes who will be made world champions in Tennessee, we wanted to also highlight musicians who are either from Tennessee. It's called The Soundtrack of America, Made in Tennessee. It's just open to the public, and it'll be fun and just a time to come out and celebrate. We'll travel all over when we're older, and maybe we won't come unglued. Oh, we'll lay back in Tylenol and I don't know what about things set food. I don't need a break, but if all I had was you, I'd be happy. It might sound sad, but all I need to get glad, all I need to be careful.
...4,500 athletes from 90 countries, regions and territories are in Chattanooga competing for the title of Ironman 70.3 World Champion in the races this weekend. Hosting this event makes Chattanooga one of 5 cities in North America to host both a full-distance Ironman and a 70.3 Ironman, one of 10 cities in the world to host both a full-distance Ironman and a 70.3 Ironman, and the only city on the planet to host a full-distance Ironman, a 70.3 Ironman, and this weekend's 70.3 Ironman World Championships. 2 events over 2 days, starting this Saturday at 7:30. Details are on the Ironman website, ironman.com. For WUTC's Around and About Chattanooga, I'm Richie Winham.
See you.